Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge is expected to decide if Sean Diddy Combs should be released on bail following the jury's split verdict today in his trial. Jurors acquitted the hip-hop mogul on the most serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering in connection with two ex-girlfriends who testified Combs coerced them into participating in sex parties with male escorts. The defense argued during the trial Cassie Ventura and another woman Combs dated who went by the name Jane during the trial consented. Combs was found guilty of prostitution-related crimes. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Lower Manhattan.
He has been found guilty on count three, transportation for the purposes of prostitution. He has also been found guilty on count five, transportation for the purposes of prostitution. These charges carry a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison, so we do have a split verdict.
Outside the court, cheers and fans celebrated the split verdict. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Good news for the greater Green Bay area comes from the budget agreement between the Republican-controlled Legislative Finance Committee and Governor Tony Evers. State Senator Jamie Wall announced Tuesday that the budget contains $30 million for a new railroad bridge at Red Maple Road in West De Pere. He said the railroad bridge will improve safety and prevent congestion. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction estimates that it will receive about $5.5 billion in general school aid under the tentative biennial budget agreement announced Tuesday. The agency estimates that about 135 of the state's 421 school districts will receive more funding than last school year. Those school districts include Appleton and De Pere. Oshkosh will receive an increase of about $729,000, which is less than 1%. 277 districts are estimated to receive less funding than last school year. Those include Berlin and Green Bay districts. Individual district estimates can be found on the DPI website. A 51-year-old Oshkosh man was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for what police called a massive drug trafficking operation. Court records say the Oshkosh Police Department seized over 950 grams of cocaine, over 7.5 pounds of marijuana, and over $321,000 in cash from the home of Peter Henkel in August of 2024. In addition to his prison sentence, federal judge William Griesbach ordered Henkel to forfeit two Harley-Davidson motorcycles, a car, a pickup truck, and $579,000 to the federal government. He also must pay $50,000 in fines. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson will join us to discuss breaking news as it continues on the state budget and in Washington. Plus, what's worse, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So far, here are some of the ones we have. We have the pro-death bill, the mass murder bill, the big BS bill, the anti-Christian bill, the big blood-sucking bill, thinning the herd, finishing off the rest of us, which is a variation on getting rid of everyone who didn't die from COVID. These are just some of them. We have some more coming. Let's go to James from Port Angeles, Washington, not to be confused with Forks, Washington, which is not to be confused as the place that where vampires live, because that was only a movie. Go ahead, James.
Good to talk to you, Jefferson.
Likewise.
I've got a few I'm going to run by you real quick, okay?
All right, go ahead.
And I'll let you take it from there. I've always been interested in Ebenezer Scrooge, the movie, the real old one. And there's a line from that movie, decrease the surplus population, when they asked for donations. And he goes, aren't there no workhouses? Aren't there? And then he goes, well, decrease the surplus population bill. And to make it real quick and short, Ebenezer Bill, Ebenezer Scrooge Bill, Soylent Green Bill, if you're into movies.
The Soylent Green Bill, that's interesting. All right.
Yeah, because if you've ever watched the beginning.
Oh, I know what Soylent, I don't want to give it away, but I know what Soylent Green is made of.
That's where we're headed. So the ultimately Bitcoin bill, because we're ultimately going to, the banks are going to go down that Bitcoin route. And three left. No more dollar bill.
No more dollar bill. That's interesting. The no more dollar bill. That's interesting. All right. And you had one more?
Two real quick. Trump's.
You have a lot.
Trump's bill is made of people instead of Soylent Green.
All right. Well, we won't spoil the movie, but we'll have that as one of the. Or maybe we will.
And my mom survived. My late mom survived the depression on a farm in Kansas, and she always forced the Grapes of Wrath book. So, on she was a teacher for 35 years. So, but I called it the Grapes of Wrath bill. And thank you for letting me go on so long.
All right. I appreciate it. You definitely. So when I was a kid, my grandpa took us all on a fishing trip, and it was a pretty big family fishing trip. And there were three prizes given. One prize was to the first fish. The other, and I got that one because I got off the boat and just ran and put my tackle on and just put it in the water. And I got this little fish, but I won that damn prize. And it was the first fish, the biggest fish, and the most fish. I don't know if you didn't get the first fish. I don't know if you got the biggest fish, but you definitely got the most fish. Thank you very much, James. All right, be well. Beth, you're on the air from, is it Novi or Novi?
Novi.
Novi, go ahead.
Novi, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes, I have two. Trump's terrible, horrible, no good bill.
Okay.
A play on that children's book where
Shel Silverstein, as I recall.
Exactly. Starts off horrible and ends horrible.
Yeah, so terrible, horrible, very bad, Bill. That's pretty good.
Yes. And also, say our name. I mean, they love saying, say her name. Well, say our name. People are going to die, so say our names.
Yeah, they love taking a single tragedy and try to use it as justification to hurt other people. They love that. Okay, they don't like to. They love to take a tragedy and use it as an excuse to hurt other people. They don't like taking a mass tragedy and using that as a reason to help a bunch of people. Right? Like that second thing more than that first thing. So again, what they don't like to do, they don't like to take. They do like to take a single tragedy and use it as a justification to hurt a bunch of people. They don't like to take a tragedy to a lot of people and use that as a reason to help a bunch of people. Okay, I think I came up with something that I really agree with. Beth, anything else?
Yes. Nope, those are the two.
You're great. Thank you from Novi. And I learned I learned where is Novi, by the way? I know it's in Michigan, but where are you close to?
Maybe about 20 minutes west of Detroit. And maybe about 20 minutes south of Ann Arbor.
This is helpful. I appreciate it. I can place that on a map. One of the things.
No, not south of Ann Arbor. North of Ann Arbor.
North Van Arbor. North Van Arbor. All right. Yeah. We wouldn't want to get that backwards. Someone might come to visit you and be like 40 minutes away.
Exactly.
All right. Bye bye. Lisa from Montgomery, Illinois, I think.
Yep. Yes, I am.
All right, you're on the air.
Big benefits for the rich.
Benefits for the rich. All right, thank you very much, Lisa, and thank you so much for listening. Let's go to.
Thank you, and thank you for keep spreading the word for everyone.
No, this is a privilege. This is a privilege. Louise from Frankfort, Michigan. We're getting a lot of Michigan today. Go ahead.
Lots of Michigan. The big billionaire bonanza.
Oh, bonanza. All right. This is the first time I've heard bonanza.
Yeah, I know. Then I also have one for the new prison down in Florida. That lovely place.
All right.
How about the alligator Auschwitz?
Oh, yeah. I like that better than Alcatraz, because Alcatraz that's what they would come up with. Alligator Auschwitz is pretty good. So and to be clear, we know. We haven't covered today the alligator Auschwitz, because I know that's what Donald Trump wants me to talk about. But it's worth people knowing about. And then I also haven't covered the fact that Sean Diddy Combs was cleared on most of the major charges and guilty of a couple of the lesser charges in his case. Not that everybody's waiting on the edge of their seats for the Sean Puffy Combs or P. Diddy Combs, results on this program, but just in case you want to know. All right, Louise, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Jefferson.
All right. Raymond from Junction City, you're on the air.
Hello. Actually, I'm in Blue Lake, California, not Junction City. But I got a name.
Screw those people in Junction City. We're talking to Blue Lake right now.
I got a name for the bill.
Okay.
Bonin Bigley Bill, or better Bonin Bill.
Wait, what was the second one?
Bonin Bigley Bill, or better Bonin Bill, or something like that.
Boning?
You know? Because that's what they're really doing. They're boning us. They're screwing us off.
You know? It's the boning bill. Listen, the lady who thought we couldn't say blood sucking on the air, I think boning is more dangerous than blood sucking. I mean, I think you could say boning. I don't usually say it at dinner with my dad, but I think we could say it. So you just said the big boning bill, because it's boning everybody.
I think that's best because, you know, Bigley, that's like an adjective or adverb that Trump would use, you know?
Yeah.
Boning Bigley, you know, because that's what it is. And, you know, there's another one, that woman who's talking about empathy and compassion to two types of people. The Great Cullen Bill, right? Because do? They cull animals from populations, you know, cut down on disease or maybe overpopulation and stuff like that. Because that's what they're really doing. All these rich people think they can insulate themselves from all the stuff that's gonna come down eventually in their gated communities and everything. But you know what? They're not. Because when it finally just crashes down, everybody's going down.
We're all connected. You know? We're all connected. I appreciate it. You know? Yeah. So, thank you, Raymond.
Right,
appreciate
well, thank
it.
You, John Jefferson.
No, it's
all
great.
Right.
It's great having you part of the community. Mark from Thornton, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. I am so glad to hear you filling in for Tom. I've been listening to Tom for 20 years, and whenever you do fill in for him, it's a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'll try and get this done quickly so other callers can get in.
Sure.
But I don't know why. This is lengthy, but it came to my head when I heard the call for it. This is the Ronald Reagan Memorial putting the nails in the coffin bill.
Putting the nail in the coffin, Bill. All right. Thank you very much. A great way to send us to break. Appreciate it, Mark, and thanks for the kind words.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We got some good ones. I'm not saying the big boning bill is my favorite, but it's the one that's still in my mind right now, and I don't know what that says about me.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/Tom, Thom, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Are you a puzzle lover who's ready for some friendly competition? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Sunday, July 13th, at the Barrow House at Badger State Brewing, from 1 till 8 p.m., you can join the fun that is Puzzles or Paws. It's a cat-tastic challenge that raises funds for Brewster's Place, a nonprofit no-kill cat rescue. So spend your afternoon puzzling or checking out the silent auction. Head to WGBW.FM, click events, and see where to get your tickets.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
As you celebrate Independence Day, Century Companies would like to ask you a favor. When you see a military veteran, thank them for their service to our country and their sacrifices in defending our freedom. Join a team that feels like family. Current Electrical Services is seeking construction electricians. Apply online at currentelectricalservices.com. Better pay, better lifestyle, and excellent benefits. Give your career a jolt. Work at Current Electrical Services, a veteran-owned company.
Yours now.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. See if your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This is my Mando voice. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I don't know why this is my Mando voice. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus shipping, always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. Be clear, it is about to be a holiday weekend, and I may be starting to show it. I may be starting to show it. I hope that's to the good. I hope that's the benefit of our benevolent community rather than to its ill. But I'm appreciating all of you. We'll take a couple more before the break. Let's go to Mo from Tucson. Go ahead, Mo.
Oh yes, I'm up.
Mo. You're Mo. You are Mo. There might be other Mo's, but you're the only Mo on the air.
Or Tucson, as it was called when it was part of Mexico. But anyways,
yes.
I've got, now this is a chant for the protests, and it's in three-quarter time for the musicians out there.
Mm.
Big bad bill bought by billionaires. Bad bill bought by billionaires.
Oh, that's usable, man. Usable. I'm putting that in bold because it's usable.
Shouting in the streets.
Shouting to your neighbors. Just shouting randomly in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I think an undervalued, an underused piece of activism is just saying stuff to people sometimes, right? Like when you check out at a carryout place, just say vote Democrat, right? You just slip it in all the time you want. You could slip in big bad bill bought by billionaires. That didn't even take 4 seconds to say. You could throw that anytime you want in any setting. It's perfect for dinner parties with your conservative relatives. All right, thank you very much, Mo.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to Mark from Portland.
Oh, hey, it's Mark. So I've got an idea for the bill. It would be the reverse Robin Hood bill.
Yes.
So stealing from the poor to give to the rich. That would be the motto, obviously. So
Sheriff Nottingham? Was it King John?
It was King John. I think it was King John, right?
I think it was King John. Yeah.
So we got King Don.
There you go. Right? There you go. That's kind of what I was thinking. We got to get some animated animals to sing it. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Right. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you. All right. Let's go to Dale from Fort Myers. Dale, you win the Most Patient Listener Award. That's a mouthful.
Oh, best 58 minutes I spent before I called.
But you had the joy of listening to this program during that time. That's time well spent, Dale.
Yes, it was.
You have front row seats for the brilliance that is this radio program.
If I said vote Democrat in a Publix in Fort Myers, Florida, I'd be shot in the parking lot.
No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. There'd be somebody out there saying, yeah, me too. I didn't want to say so.
Hold on a bit. Well, you know, we got the alligator Alcatraz down here now, and we have a Republican representative that's in my district, Byron Donaldson. I'm calling it the Byron Bathhouse. But anyway, the reason why I called was I was helping my daughter with her homework last night.
Yeah,
and it was homework related to 4th of July.
Okay.
And the topic of the homework was how has the Declaration of Independence made your life better? And my daughter and I went back and forth, and I finally, she's a Fijian American, definitely a Democrat. She's biracial.
Yeah.
Lives in Seattle. And she's actually helping a illegal from Honduras out.
Okay.
And anyway, I told her, I said, look, the MAGA movement has cut through DOGE. All of these programs are supposed to promote health and human safety. So the Declaration of Independence, which promotes life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is essentially dead. So that's what you're going to write about if you want to write about it, and I can help you do it. And she said, Dad, I don't think, I said, I'll help you out. And I explained to her what I went through, the different agencies that were cut. I explained to her my illness. I have peripheral artery disease and PTSD. I'm on Social Security disability. My daughter was a victim of a violent crime. And I wanted to ask you a question about whether or not you thought the Declaration of Independence was dead. But since I was waiting so long, and all these
bills, you decided to pay it forward.
Yeah, so I'm going to call it the Doty Bill, the Declaration of the Declaration of Independence. In my opinion, officially dead, and Mr. Trump should take it off the wall.
All right, Declaration of Independence is dead, Bill. So my thought. My thought is it isn't dead because it's an idea, but it's certainly getting kicked around a bunch, Dale. That's what I think. It's getting kicked around a bunch and forgotten. And best principles.
Well, if they're killing people, it's dead.
I hear your point, and I don't need to quibble too hard, because where I think we agree is that the fundamental principles of this country are being kicked around too much. We're forgetting some of the stuff that brings us together. Forgetting too much of the stuff that's bringing us together, and we're forgetting that because we're thinking too much about who doesn't belong. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
He said the big steaming pile. That was his name for the bill. The big steaming pile. There are others.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Maggie Dawn.
Join us this Wednesday for our special early July 4th episode, digging deep on today's attacks on our freedoms. Defending civil rights isn't optional. It's our shared obligation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are weighing in as President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill passes. Joanne Krulatz reports.
On the Senate floor, Democrat Tammy Baldwin said 17 million Americans will lose Medicare or Affordable Care Act coverage.
That is like stripping health care coverage from the entire populations of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa combined.
Baldwin said that the bill also strips food benefits from the neediest Americans to provide tax cuts for the wealthiest.
The Republican bill gives people at the top 0.1%, the richest of the rich, a tax cut of more than $250,000 every year.
Republican Ron Johnson backpedaled on his previous opposition to the bill, voting to pass it. He did not speak on the floor, but released a statement in which he said the bill avoids a $4 trillion automatic tax increase and a debt default. Johnson called the bill a step forward, but warned there is still a long way to go to reduce spending.
This week, Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released its fifth annual report of the governor's task force on broadband access. According to the report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service in the last year. The report also recommended allocating additional state funding for broadband expansion, as well as prioritizing both the deployment of fiber technology where possible and alternative options in more difficult-to-reach areas. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
On Thursday's show, It's Like a Friday, Mark Houston will be in from Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine, and we'll check in with Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh.
In our Daddy D Productions live music series, we get patriotic with Woody Mankowski and the Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
I tell the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter or your medicine chest right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the United States of America with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-A-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. Back with your calls, filling the room with your intelligence. We're going to go straight to Linda from Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Linda.
Hi. Not actually in Jacksonville, Florida. I guess I was there the first time I called, but I'm a traveler.
There's a lot of that going around. A lot of people moving. I blame Trump. Go on, Linda.
Well, I don't blame Trump for this. Oh, okay. I love my life in my little RV, okay? I'm actually a traveler.
Where are you now?
Just yesterday afternoon, I finally ended up, after 6 weeks of travel, but I ended up at my son's in Snoqualmie, Washington.
Well, a shout out to all the travelers out there. Shout out to all the people who we keep company as you travel the nation in your RV or other vehicle. And thank you, Linda, for representing them. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you. I have a couple ideas for you. One with the BBB was the big dastardly bill.
Okay. I heard it loud. We're just going to act as if it's fine. Keep going.
And then as far as your AAA goes, the first thing that came to my mind was awful acting bill.
Okay. Yep.
And I kind of like Awful Alarming Act.
Mm-hmm.
But three other words that you could play with was atrocious, appalling, and abominable. Abominable.
Abominable, atrocious. These are all. We could do. You could even use multiple of them, right? No good, very bad, terrible day or whatever. I'm getting it wrong. Terrible, horrible, no good, very bad, Bill. That's the court like that, but you could do atrocious, abominable, awful. What was your other A word? Alarming?
Appalling.
Appalling. Thank you
alarming
very much.
Appalling and appalling.
I don't know what Paul has to do with it. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Linda. Was there anything else?
Nope, that was it.
All right. Where are you headed to next?
Well, I'm going to stay here a couple months, and then I always...
A couple months? Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it will be nice. And then I'll cross over... I'll cross over out of Olympia and go over to the coast, and then I travel down. My favorite is traveling down to Oregon.
Beautiful.
And I go down to Northern California and visit my. I'll be seeing my brand new great grandson for the first time.
Amazing.
And then I head down to Arizona for a few months.
Oh, that's amazing. I have a wonderful trip. And by the way, you've clearly done this before because the time of year that you're going from Washington to Northern California, that's the most beautiful. It's the best place in the world during that time of year. I mean, there's just nowhere with summer weather like Washington down to Northern California. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And, you know, one thing I have learned, you know, summer really happens for about a couple months. And the thing is, you can't be everywhere.
Summer's
great. just can't be everywhere at once. So.
You can't be everywhere, but you can be in a lot more places than some of us because you're driving around. Do me a favor. Pin your location and post it on Twitter so we can go visit you wherever you are, okay? No, you don't do that. All right. Thank you, Linda.
I don't do Twitter, but thank you very much.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't
bye-bye.
Do it. All right. Be well. Myron from Chicago, my kind of town.
Hey, Jefferson. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
It's awesome to have you.
Hey, y'all, you're doing a really good job. We love you, man. We this is how we get by. We just love y'all on show.
Thanks, man.
Just had a little put a bill, little name for it. One of them, Big Bleeping Bill.
It's actually pretty
and
good.
It's just, you know, I wanted to.
And call you're definitely allowed to say it on the radio. I mean, like you could say bleeping all you want. Like, that's even why the word exists.
Right.
Perfect.
And my wife, Tammy, she says the Big Orange Bill. And, and the, what was the death bill? I think somebody else said it, but that's, what you said, what was the acronym? What was the? Just went blank. Deprive every American.
Do you want to hand her the phone? You want to hand her the phone and she can tell us?
Yeah. Yes.
Give her the phone.
Okay, hi.
Hi there.
So it's the death bill. So it's deprive every American of the health care they deserve. Like, you know, the like death, like D-E-A-T-H, and then, you know, yeah.
Oh, deprive every American of the health care. That is D-E-A-T-H.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good, but you didn't say your name.
My name is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, are you also in Chicago? Are you even, in fact, in Chicago? So far, nobody's in the town they're supposed to be in today. Everybody's in the wrong town.
Okay, we live near Chicago.
Okay, well, that counts. That counts.
We're Chicago suburbs.
How are things out in Chicago for you?
It's pretty nice. It's just a little hot.
What are you doing for the July 4th holiday?
We're having our daughter's birthday. She was born on the 3rd. She was actually supposed to be born on the 4th, but the doctor just took her out a little too early.
And how old is she about to be?
She's turning sweet 16.
Well, that's why it wasn't the 4th, because they knew that the reason they wanted to be on the 3rd was because, she knew, because it was going to be on the 4th, she'd be celebrating her 16th birthday the same time that Donald Trump is celebrating the Deprive Every American of the Health Care They Deserve Act. They didn't want to time it at the same time.
Plan.
She had to get it under the wire, just like Congress. She had to get that thing done.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Love you more.
All right.
You.
Be well.
All right.
Lucy, I think I can't even. I'm not Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Is this where you're from?
Yes, it is. Rehoboth Beach,
Rehoboth.
Delaware, Southern Delaware.
All right. Very good. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for taking my call.
Heck yes.
We had the Great Depression, we had the Great Recession, and I think we're entering the Great Grift. That's what I think. They're cleaning out the coffers of the country right in our face.
That's pretty good. It's not good, but it's pretty good. Yep. Thank you so much, Lucy. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Jim, I think from Alexander, I think you might be our 50th caller. I want to get confirmation on that. We're trying to set a record, but I think you might be our 50th caller. But go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I've got the big, bad, brutal bill.
Yes.
And I've got the big, bad burial bill.
There's something here by doing a lot of bees, right? In fact, I even teased it when I was like it's a line from movies. I think it was Shipwrecked, Overboard. The movie's Overboard, and what's her name? Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, and the little kids are like, because she's coming out of her concussion state, and she keeps making a buh sound, and the kid says, "I like it when she says buh." And so that's what's been on my mind. And if we did something like the big, bad, brutal burial bleeping bill, we get a lot of buh in there. Anything else for you, Jim?
Well, I just think of the people that may pass on because of this bill, and I think our government's just being pushed down the drain.
Yeah.
With all the agencies they're closing down or taking apart. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's my say on it. Appreciate the getting to say what I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Francesco from Sarasota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Hi. I guess I'm going to say something that is going to take away the lightness of the... but anyway, I've been saying stuff and taking a lot of crap my whole life for saying it. And when I do, I say to people, tell me something that's not that I said that's not true.
Yeah.
And I'll take your criticism. Firstly, I think we need to stop, and I hear some wonderful people on the show, but we need to stop this blanket. Americans are decent and generous people. I think we can say that given the policies that they created, and we keep talking about Donald Trump and the Senate and the Republicans, let's remember that it's the American people that put them there, okay, mm-hmm. to a great degree. And I don't doubt that there are millions of very wonderful American people. But as a nation, we're not exhibiting that now.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest about that, you know.
Oh, no.
And
I think we're about to go to break, but I think we can be honest about that. I don't think you said anything untrue. I don't know if I'm a decent and generous person. I know that I can be a better person when I surround myself with people who are doing their best to be decent and generous. We can call ourselves to be our better people rather than our lesser people. And if we build politics to be our better people, I think we can be a little bit better rather than a lot worse. But I appreciate it, Francesco. We'll be back.
All right.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll have a last round, 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. Then the big, big finish. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. ProPublica is reporting an alleged $80,000 disclosure omission by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in her federal executive branch disclosure form, an ethics violation. Noem appears to have received a 2023 commission for fundraising for a dark money nonprofit group. ProPublica reporters reviewed 2023 documents suggesting a company Noem registered in Delaware, Ashwood Strategies LLC, took an apparent commission payment of $80,000 for raising money for the American Resolve Policy Fund, a 501c3 nonprofit. Noem did not report the payment on her executive branch personnel public financial disclosure report filed late last year. Reporting found American Resolve was registered within minutes of the registration of Ashwood Strategies. On paper, American Resolve is registered and managed by a Virginia company, Sage Advisory Group. ProPublica also reports that American Resolve Policy Fund in turn formed America Resolve PAC, supporting Noem in its advertising. In a press statement, Noem's lawyer claims she did not, quote, establish, finance, maintain, or control American Resolve Policy Fund. She was simply a vendor for a nonprofit entity, unquote. She was also serving as governor at the time. We've linked to Noem's federal disclosure form, the ProPublica report, and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've probably heard the rumor, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that weren't entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. T-H-O-M, feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. My dog is here sniffing around, looking for snacks. All right, we've got Dave from Bentonville, Arkansas. If we go quick, we can clear the board. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Jefferson. I got two nicknames for you. Okay. How about the Big Buffet for Billionaires, Bill?
Big Buffet for Billionaires. I'm adding that right here.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it from Bentonville.
Okay, one more.
Okay,
one
go ahead.
More.
Yep.
How about the Let Them Eat Cake, Bill?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's all right. Usable. All right. Thank you very much, Dave. Let's go to Ron from Hallux, Minnesota. You're up.
Deconstruction Through Attrition Act.
Ooh. That's dark.
Well, accurate, isn't it?
Yeah. Nobody's called it, so far, I have to say, I have a bone to pick. Nobody's called it Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, Gonna Do Great Things, Bill. Nobody said anything like that. Nobody said the great news for most Americans, things are going to be super. And by the way, I have not edited anybody. Anybody could have said that. Nobody has said, I'm so happy this happened. America's going to be stronger. Nobody's even said America's a great again, Bill. But yours is deconstruction through, you said, no, you didn't say thinning out. You said deconstruction through,
attrition.
Say it again. Attrition. Thank you very much. I want to make sure I write it down. Sometimes I forget. Thank you, Ron, very much.
Orwell's Nightmare Act.
Yeah, there you go.
Enjoy.
Yeah, likewise. Slow-mo from Milltown. You're up.
Yeah, so a couple things real quick. I think the whole reason that Trump's doing the triple B is for confusion. I actually saw it in print the other day where someone called it the Build Back Better. And they misappropriated it to Biden. That's why I think he's doing it. It's for confusion. Anyway, my whole thing is the BS billionaire bailout.
Yep.
Pretty simple. BS billionaire bailout. That's all I got.
Oh, BS. But, yeah, I got to add the BS.
Yeah, I would use the real word, but this a family program. So
it's a family program. People crowd around. Here's how I imagine what happens. We come on the air, and a family of five gathers around their wooden radio that's on top of their radiator in their living room and huddle to get heat and brilliance that emanate from the airwaves on their Philco radio program. This is how I met. That's how you're listening to it, yes? With your family huddled around the radiator in the middle of summer?
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Thank you, Shlomo. Appreciate it. Jeb from Virginia.
Yes, sir. The BRB. Big Grape Bill.
Holy mackerel. All right. Thank you, Jeb, for listening. Thanks for calling, man. Everything good in your world?
Yes.
That's a lie. I can't imagine everything's great.
Yeah, so far it's great.
All right. Well, you got your health. That's good.
It's going to get worse now.
Thank you. Thank you for listening out in Virginia. Tell friends. Appreciate you. Scott in Portland, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, doing a great job. I got two quick ones. The BBB, the Budgetary Bunker Buster.
Budgetary Bunker Buster. Ooh, kind of like I understand the reference. There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, keeping it current. And yeah. The Bob, the B-O-B, the Big Obliterating Bill.
Big Obliterating Bill. Obliterating Bill. Thank you very much. Thank you very much,
Thank
Scott.
You.
Thanks for listening. Jeff, it's a good name from Columbus, Ohio. You're up.
All right, sir. People are overlooking the fact that it should be the Tax Theft and Mandatory Death Act.
Ooh.
Get back to you're taking the money from the poor people, man. That's what everyone's overlooking.
No, it's important to that fact that we're just taken from the people who need it most and given it to the people who don't. That is the people have said the reverse Robin Hood, but I appreciate the point. Thank you so much.
It's tax stuff, baby. Thank you. Yeah.
Michelle from Sacramento, you're on the air.
Hi. I got a couple. The anti-Christian and anti-American MAGA bill.
Anti-Christian MAGA bill.
Anti-Christian and
anti-American.
MAGA bill, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
I got one more.
Okay.
I can't even say the word. The unconscionable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funnier when we don't know what you're saying.
Okay. The unconscionable billionaires bill.
All right. So what I've just realized is that we are reaching the end of the show, and that's what that music means. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's still waiting. I think we got to 60 calls. I think it's the most we've ever done. I will share these again when we come back. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. I know we were doing this a little silly to talk about the big, bad, brutal, burial, BS, bleeping, blivy, buffet for billionaires bill. I understand that we were treating with some lightness. At no moment do I think this had no moment. At no moment do I think this isn't serious. I think this is the worst piece of legislation that I can remember being passed while I was paying attention. And I appreciate you all for paying attention to this. You're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. And with you, democracy is possible. I'll be back with you. Happy 4th of July.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Have a great holiday. Celebrate the stuff that matters, the good parts of this country. Don't forget them.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did.
Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Home Title.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180. 920-686-1180.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from... Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Jurors returning a split verdict today in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs, acquitting him on the most serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. The jury finding Combs guilty of prostitution-related charges. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer says his attorneys are calling for his release.
At the beginning of this case, when Sean Combs was charged with sex trafficking, that is a charge that has the assumption that someone should be held pending prosecution. That assumption is gone now because he's been found not guilty of those two charges.
A bail hearing set for later this afternoon. Attorney Douglas Wigdor is Cassie Ventura's attorney and reacted to the verdict.
Of course, we would have liked to have seen a conviction on the sex crimes in RICO, but we understand beyond a reasonable doubt is a high standard, and we're just pleased that that he still faces substantial jail time.
Combs faces up to 20 years in prison. This is ABC News.